Epstein death aftermath.
Corrections officers may have falsified reports.
One state's new day in court.
It hands the power to the victims.
Facebook ends messenger monitoring.
It's really kind of mind-boggling.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, home of original reporting.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. New details emerging from the federally run New York City jail where accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein died last weekend. His apparent suicide came hours after his cellmate was freed on bail. And correspondent Mola Lenghi tells us.
CBS News has learned that unreleased video allegedly shows some of the guards here at the Metropolitan Correctional Center did not make some of the checks on Jeffrey Epstein that not only were they supposed to make, but that they had logged and documented before his death. Now, the FBI is starting to ask some of the prison staff exactly how this could have happened.
Women who say they were sexually abused by Epstein have begun to sue his estate. Some of those lawsuits filed this morning. A groundbreaking new law has taken hold in New York State, giving victims of child sex abuse a one-year window to take action on cases that had been kept out of courts because of a statute of limitations. Marcy Hamilton of Child USA says it's important since most victims don't come to grips with what happened to them till they're much older.
The average age, according to the best science, of a victim coming forward about child sex abuse is age 52.
51-year-old Joanne Schoonmaker plans to act now on abuse that happened to her at school.
I was raped by the janitor at the school repeatedly. I told the school principal. He said to just stay away from him. No one was there to protect me.
Her civil action targets the school and the principal at the time. Facebook says it's going to stop the practice of having third parties listen to and transcribe audio clips from people who made calls through its Messenger app. It comes after Apple, Google, and Amazon ended similar programs that were designed for its voice assistants. Ian Schur is with our tech partner, CNET.
It's really kind of mind-boggling to think that these companies thought it was a good idea to do any of this stuff and not at least tell us or even hide it in their legalese that we say okay to. It was just not there. And if this keeps happening, at some point, this is going to add up to trouble.
Facebook says the data was used to check the accuracy of its automated speech recognition. The FAA has banned some models of the MacBook Pro laptop on flights. Apple has recalled them because batteries can pose a fire risk. Now to Dayton, Ohio, where police have released video from the moments before the mass shooting there 10 days ago. CBS's Dean Reynolds has more.
24-year-old Connor Betts, his sister, and a friend are seen on surveillance video, seemingly headed for a night of bar hopping. Just after midnight, Betts crosses the street and heads to another bar, separating from his sister and friend. At 12:42, he heads back to the car and reemerges in a hoodie, body armor, and backpack, weighted by his weapon and ammunition. Minutes later, at 1:05 a.m., the shooting begins. The gunfire lasts for 32 seconds before police stop it. Betts' sister was shot to death and his friend was wounded. Text messages reveal Betts knew their location about 7 minutes before opening fire.
But investigators say it's not clear they were targets, and it's believed they did not know about his violent intentions. There's a search for one or more suspects who fired on an ICE office in San Antonio early yesterday. No one was hurt, but people were in the building at the time. Investigators believe it was a targeted attack. One official blamed political rhetoric. Well, flights are landing and taking off today at Hong Kong's airport. CBS's Deborah Pata says authorities broke up 2 days of protests there, using force and making arrests.
Armed with pepper spray, riot police stormed Hong Kong's international airport last night. Defiant protesters gave chase. Hundreds of flights were cancelled. Travelers are fed up.
Hey, guys, come on. Come on, you've been really selfish now.
This morning, protesters held signs at the airport apologizing for their actions, but a collision course has now been set with both police and protesters more quick to use force.
China says the protesters have shown contempt for the law. Just in from Sweden, the rapper ASAP Rocky has been convicted of assault in his case there. It was a rough ride along Interstate 70 in western Kansas. powerful storm packing heavy rain and strong winds knocked over at least 20 big rigs and power lines, too. United Airlines now says pilots have to stay away from alcohol for 12 hours before flights. The old rule used to be 8. It comes after two pilots were arrested in Scotland, suspected of being under the influence before a flight to the U.S. Minnesota is now the third state where serious lung injuries have been reported by teenagers who've used e-cigarettes. CBS's Anna Werner.
These teens at first had symptoms that suggested a viral or bacterial infection, but doctors determined their lungs had actually sustained some kind of acute injury, and then the lungs began to fail. Some of the teenagers even had to be put on ventilators to save their lives. Doctors cannot yet identify a common factor like a particular brand of e-cigarette, a drug, or an oil. But the State Department of Health says use of both nicotine and marijuana-based products were reported.
Well, the San Francisco School Board says it will preserve but cover up a high school mural depicting slavery and the killing of a Native American. Debate about it had some calling for it to be painted over.
It's a new day, and people no longer want to tolerate all these vestiges.
The 1,600-square-foot piece about the life of George Washington dates back to 1936. Former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown, whose daughter went to the school, didn't want a cover-up.
That's the way America was. But he clearly was putting it on display so that we would all be for sure instructionally disgusted.
Well, the plan is for the mural to be digitized for art historians, but will not be seen by the public on campus. A young climate change activist is on the move, looking to make a difference. Here's CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
16-year-old Greta Thunberg sets off for the United Nations today in a sailboat.
I feel a bit seasick, and it's not going to be comfortable, but that I can live with.
It's expected to take the teenage activist 2 weeks to get from Plymouth, England to New York, where she'll take part in the UN's climate conference. She refuses to fly because of the giant carbon footprint of air travel. She's hitching a ride on a racing yacht fitted with solar panels and underwater turbines, but no shower and no toilet. For dinner, freeze-dried vegan meals. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Actress Bella Thorne made her name as a kid on the Disney Channel series Shake It Up. Now she's shaking things up as the director of a porno film. It'll premiere at a German film festival, then at an online site. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.